You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show, Canada's most listened to spiritual talkback program.
Ah, the sounds of James Taylor at Christmas.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Oh, darling, it's cold outside.
This evening has been.
Was hoping that you'd drop
so
in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace
so
roar.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink.
Why don't you put some music on while I pour?
The neighbors will
think. And Natalie Cole, can you imagine that? What a duet.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs. Two of the sweetest voices on the planet.
I wish I knew.
Baby, it's cold outside. Well, it's not too bad here in Toronto today. But, Candace, is it cold where you're at?
It's cold. It's about 13 degrees.
What? Who's yapping in the background?
I'm at the Vail Eagle, Colorado Airport. We're getting ready to board a flight, so I'm sure you'll hear lots of noises of airplanes and boarding calls.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we want to have your attention and just let you know that the flight to Florida has been canceled.
No, say it isn't so.
How well will that go over with the kiddies?
They'd probably be happy.
Really?
They're having fun. Snowball fights and skiing.
You see,
but I tell you, a week is long enough for me in the snow.
Well, but do you educate your children about yellow snow?
Yes, it's the first thing I tell them when we land. Don't eat the yellow snow. And we saw some, too.
Yeah. So listen, what's been going on? I mean, what's happening with you and all the Camerons?
Well, we're having a super quiet Christmas. We had a big Thanksgiving, and you Canadians just don't do Thanksgiving the way we do.
Oh, whatever.
So we had a huge Thanksgiving. It was awesome with all my family. But Christmas is going to be quiet. We'll be home today. And it's just going to be Val and the kids.
Oh,
and me.
Isn't that nice?
It will be nice.
Now, who gets more ramped up and wired about Christmas out of all the kiddies?
Well, I think Lev is this year. Lev is my 7-year-old. He's almost 8, and he's pretty excited. And he was the only one to send off a Christmas list. He wrote one to Santa and sent it in the mail. We didn't get to see it. So that was nice.
That's cute.
But, yeah, he's pretty excited. And I, Natasha's chiming in right now. She's sitting right next to me.
Oh, I want to talk to her. I want to talk to her. I want to talk to her. I want to talk to her.
You want to talk to her right now?
Yes, yes, right now.
Okay, hold on.
On the radio.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, Natasha.
Hi.
Hi, it's Drew Marshall from Canada calling. How are you?
I'm fine.
Are you ready for Christmas?
Yes.
Are you getting excited?
Yes.
Do you think you'll get another puppy?
No.
No, because didn't you get a puppy? Was it last year or the year before? Do you remember?
I think last year.
Yeah. What did you name the puppy?
Samson.
Samson. What kind of a doggy is it?
He's a Rottweiler.
Uh-oh. Those are big dogs. Is he a nice puppy?
Yeah.
He's not a puppy anymore, though. He's huge, right?
Yeah.
Did you get him a present this year?
Wait, what?
Did you get Samson a present?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good. And what do you want for Christmas?
I think I want... a computer.
A computer? Well, what? You want your own computer?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you want? And my ears pierced.
And your ears pierced?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, if you had to choose between the two, which one would you really want? Your ears pierced or a computer? Which one? Which one? Which one?
I can't really choose. I wanted both of them since I was, I don't know.
Since you were way young.
Yeah,
How's the tennis going? You've been going well with tennis?
Yeah.
Have you ever hit the ball back at your dad and hit him in the head?
Yeah. Once or twice?
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, listen, Natasha, Merry Christmas. I hope to see you again soon, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye. I'm on the radio.
I was on the radio? Really?
Oh, man.
She always gets excited to talk.
Did you hear?
But then she gets all shy. She
gets
a computer in her ears pierced?
Yeah.
Not getting either. Let me just say that right now.
Oh, that's
not
funny.
A chance.
That is funny. Now, when did you get your ears pierced?
7th grade, which was junior high. And now that was always the marker, junior high school. So I told Natasha junior high school, which it starts in 6th grade now.
Right.
But she asks me every time. My answer doesn't change. I think she's just hopeful.
That's
but
hilarious.
There's just some things she's going to have to wait for.
Yeah, just some things.
Yeah. Some things.
So listen, we've got some things to chat about here. The thing I didn't understand, I totally forgot this, Candace. You lived in Canada for 7 winters.
I did. It amazes me. I don't know how I survived.
Come on, it's not that bad.
Come on, Montreal and Calgary.
Yeah, actually, you got a point.
It's cold.
You
Come
got
on.
A point.
My dogs wouldn't even go outside. They couldn't even, eat because it would be so cold and their poor little paws would stick to the ground.
Yeah, the temperature was freezing cold in Calgary and the people were cold in Montreal, right? Is that how it works?
There you go. Hey. That's exactly right.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Let's talk about your experience on The View. Let me tell you, that was exciting.
That was exciting. I was screaming when my managers called and said, hey, they asked you to co-host The View. And I went, they called for, are you sure they asked for me? I was pretty surprised. But I was so excited, and I had such a good time. I had a fun experience. I was a little nervous because I didn't know how, they can get into some pretty good debates on that show. Being conservative and all,
be thankful.
I didn't know how attacked I would be.
Be thankful Rosie wasn't at the end of the table. It was Whoopi.
Exactly. It might have been a different decision. I don't know if I'd have taken that one on.
Now, you shared with me that Whoopi was very, very warm with you.
She was extremely warm, and I was grateful for that. And they were all very nice on the show and made it, I think, as easy as they could to be able to get some questions in. And because it's hard when you have 4 ladies chatting, everyone wants to get their opinion in, or when you're interviewing someone, you want to get your question in, but it's hard because you don't want to talk over one another, and you want to be respectful, but at the same time, you got to jump in when you get your chance.
Yeah, I find a good way to do that, Candace, is by holding up your cue card just a little higher, right in front of your face.
It's hey, now. You didn't catch that, did you?
No.
There was at some point I was just losing my mind and going, what am I supposed to ask this guest? Because I wasn't even familiar with him.
You are so funny.
So, hey, it was my first time.
Now, who was on, I mean, it's hard to say this kind of a thing, so it's an unfair question, but of all the ladies on the View, who was the friendliest to you?
Well, I'll say off the bat, Sherry Shepherd was, because she's a good friend of Carrie, your girl.
Come on.
Amaroli.
Come on.
So Carrie was awesome and talked to Sherry before I got on the show and said, hey, I'm friends with both of you. You two need to be friends now. So Sherry was great to me. She really, she just grabbed hold of my arm and she said, I'm going to carry you through. And I went, awesome.
That's
you rock.
Nice. That's great. Yeah. That's great. I know there was great success going on The View, and that's quite exciting. But can you imagine if you get the phone call where they say, this is Dancing with the Stars calling? We'd like you to join us.
It's the one I'm waiting for,
oh,
Drew.
Baby!
It's the ultimate.
You can finally use those calf muscles you've been working on for the last how many years?
See? I can. You know what kind of shape I would be in if I was on Dancing with the Stars? That's all I want to do it for. It's just so I could be in some great shape.
I know. Well, listen, I was just on the phone at 3 o'clock here with John Ratzenberger, who was recently on with Dancing in the Stars or with the
Stars.
Yeah,
did you talk to him about it?
I did. Actually, I'm sorry, I forgot. I had it written down to bring it up. Hey, John, can you get Candace on Dancing with the Stars? Would you mind? But it didn't happen. Yeah.
Sorry about that. What a friend.
Now let's talk about the kiddies here, because every Christmas they're in those plays, those Christmas plays, and sometimes they're horrible. I remember Kathy Lee telling me that their church one time, baby Jesus chucked a real wobbly, and they got rid of baby Jesus and they put in a stunt baby, like one of them plastic babies.
Well, we had a plastic baby too, but, you know, and we have a kindergarten play every year at our school. And when Natasha was in kindergarten, she got to play Mary. And this year, Max is in kindergarten, and he got to play Joseph. So I was very, very excited.
Fantastic.
And he did an awesome job. He missed one of his, they had three performances. So on the last two performances, he missed one of his lines because the music guy kept cutting off his cue.
Oh.
So his arms get thrown up in the air, and he's going, "What? I couldn't say it because the music started." Of course, no one knows what he's talking about except me and the teacher and whoever knows the script, but it was pretty darn cute.
That is so funny.
Yeah, it was great.
You know what we should do? Actually, let's have a bit of fun. We did this one other time. Let's get Carrie on the phone. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Let's do that. Let's do that. Hold on a second. Let me try this.
Because I saw her cute little baby, Lucy.
Oh, I know. The little sumo wrestler. Yeah.
She's cute. So cute.
Hold on a second. Hold on. I got to put you on hold.
I'm holding on.
Okay. Hold on. Hold on a second. Oh, I'm so technologically challenged. It's unbelievable. Let's see. Where's the number here? All right. Here we go. Let's try this again. We tried this earlier with John Schneider and Gavin McLeod, and it worked. It was quite fun. Gee, I hope I dialed that right. Okay, here we go. One ringy dingy. All right, it's ringing. It's ringing. Let's see if she's there.
Yeah, Carrie and I talk all the time now.
Oh,
are you jealous?
Yeah, I am actually.
We're really good friends.
Stop it.
We talk about you. We laugh at you.
You do not. That's not right.
We just make fun of you.
Where is she? What the heck?
Maybe she's probably changing a diaper.
That's Ron's job.
She only has like a brand new baby.
Yeah, whatever. No excuse. Is she there? Oh, brother.
Did you call the wrong number?
Maybe I called the wrong number here. Hold on. I don't know how to recover from this now. All these stupid...
I have her cell phone.
No,
I don't even have it because you're not close enough.
Oh, stop. You are such a...
But rat. I do.
Whatever. Okay, because I don't know how to release one line and not both of them. So I'm probably going to hang up on you. So if I hang up...
That's okay.
I'm going to call you right back. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
No problem.
Hold on. I don't know what the heck I'm doing. Oh, by the way, this is all happening on her answering machine. Let's leave her a message. Go ahead.
Hi, Carrie. I miss you. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I don't care. Whatever.
Drew's a dork.
Come on. Okay. All right. Hold on. I don't know what I'm doing. Hold on. I'm going to release both of you. Okay? Goodbye. I'll call you back. Bye. Oh, what an absolute putz, eh? Let's try this. Oh, if you're listening, can I just apologize for my absolute technologically challenged brain? But thank you for tuning in. Candace Cameron Bure and Carrie Pomeroli coming up.
Hello.
Hello. I'm looking for Ron.
Yeah, this is Ron.
Ron, this is Sergio from the clinic. I just wanted to say your results are in.
Okay.
Ron, it's Drew Marshall. How are you? Nice to chat with you.
Hey, I'm like, what clinic are we talking about? I went to so many.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you're live on the air, and I just wanted to say Merry Christmas right off the bat, and apparently, we're supposed to be chatting with your wife, but I personally would rather chat with you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's at the door? What do you get? The JWs coming by?
I don't know what's happening. Oh, I have a gift.
Do you?
Ah, is it a gift from my father-in-law?
Oh, it's not another gift basket for me, is it?
No, yeah, your gift baskets are. I don't know. They came too quick. If you would have waited several months, maybe they would have been useful.
Hey, listen, is your darling wife home at this particular point in time? Or around?
She's not. She's out and about, but she has her cell phone. I don't know. Did you try her?
Well, I did, and there was no answer there. I mean, I set up a time, and she's not around. Anyway, well, I'll try it again. Maybe she just didn't answer, okay? Because I'm going to get her and Carrie and Candace on the line at the same time.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah, we're going to have fun
with it. And then don't let them know, and then make them talk about each other.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. Perfect. That's good. Okay, Ron. Merry Christmas, mate.
All right. Merry Christmas, Drew.
Bye-bye. Of course, that's Carrie's husband, Ron. And Carrie is being an absolute pain in the backside right now. not answering the phone. Isn't this riveting radio, folks?
Hello? Yeah.
Well, I don't know where Carrie is. I phoned both numbers, and she's... I talked to Ron briefly. He was at home, but she's disappeared.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nice, eh?
Aw, Carrie.
Unbelievable. Anyway,
so let me tell you, though, I'm excited this year, because I think I did talk to you last year at Christmas time.
Yes.
And I was all crazy because my kids get so nutty with the presents.
Yes.
And I always get so disappointed because they, by the end of it, they're so overwhelmed that they don't appreciate anything. And I go, why do I do this every year and get so many presents?
Yes.
And this year, I'm so proud of myself.
You only got them. You only got them 12 presents each.
I got them 2 each, one small one for their stocking and just one under the tree.
Good job.
I'm so excited to see how that goes on Christmas morning.
Yeah.
I really am.
Yeah.
No, I know, but you know what, they each asked for something and it, you know, not the computer, but they got something really special.
Yeah.
So I think they won't be disappointed.
No.
I'm hoping not, at least.
That's good.
And the other part that I'm really excited about this year is that Natasha came up to me a few weeks ago, and she said, Mom, will you take me to the mall so I'd like to get you and Papa and Max and Lev a Christmas present. And she did that the year before, but I bought the presents.
Right.
It was like she kind of showed me what she wanted to get them, and I paid for them. And I said, well, okay, we'll try and get to the mall. And she said, well, I've got all my allowance money together, and I'm going to buy it with my own money.
Good for
and
her.
And I'm so proud of her.
Oh.
And we went to the mall, and she had $24, so we did the math, and that was that she had $6 to spend on each person. And it's kind of hard to find a $6 quality gift.
Yeah.
So when we got to the mall, she found a shirt, a couple shirts she liked for Val, and, you know, she's going, $30, $40? This is crazy. And I said, you know what, Natasha, you just pay the $6 and I'll cover the rest.
That's
and
how you
she
do
went,
it.
No, Mom.
Oh.
I really want to get it with my money.
Oh, my goodness.
And I want to do it. And I think I offered probably 3 times, not quite cluing in, and then realized by the end of it how important it was to her that she really do it all by herself. And I was just so proud of her. And I went, what a special Christmas this is going to be for her, because she is going to have the joy of giving for the first time, really. And she's just so excited to wrap those presents and give them to her brothers.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing?
So I'm very excited about that.
Awesome. That is so tremendous. Good job. That's cool. It's very cool to hear that. Now, did you hear about, and I was just telling our listeners here, did you hear about, by the way, folks, if you've just tuned in, we're chatting with Candace Cameron Bure here on the phone. Of course, Candace has now become a staple of the Drew Marshall Show.
Aren't you happy?
Yeah. Sorry. Did you hear what happened to Ron recently?
No.
Ron was mugged.
He was?
Yeah. Yeah, he's okay, obviously. There's nothing, you know, no huge issue. But he was beaten up and robbed, and the semi-humorous part about this is they took product from the car, like Carrie's book and comedy CDs and Ron's comedy stuff and that sort of thing. But they tried to get his wedding ring and they didn't get that. And I think they tried to get his watch. They got his wallet and everything. And they beat up on him. Not good at all.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, was that in L.A.?
I think so. I think I'm not 100% sure, but I think it was. I mean, obviously it makes sense that it was, but gee.
Hey now.
Come on.
Wow, that's terrible.
I know.
But he's okay.
Yeah. I mean, but you know.
How long is...
Emotionally, what that does to, especially, I don't know. I guess it's
very hard.
But, you know, a man and a new father and Christmas time and, forget it, right? So.
Yeah, I remember once my car got broken into. I wasn't there. I just walked into the broken window. And it was really hard to deal with that because you feel so violated. Mm. So I can't imagine having actually been beaten up and, you know, personally attacked.
Yeah, not good.
Aw, man.
Not good. So we need to pray for Ron, for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
We'll be doing that.
Hey, just before we let you go, any sort of, I don't know, Christmas memories from the days of Full House? Okay.
All I can think of are, like, the presents I would get from the producers because they were always really great. And as a kid, that's what you focused on.
Oh, yeah. I think probably the thing everyone else would have focused on from the cast would be the cookies that your mom probably gave everybody.
Oh. Is that like a hint?
No.
Are you trying to ask for my mom's cookies for Christmas?
No, because. No, listen,
you
I'm sure.
You are.
No,
it was
I'm not.
Just subtle, and it was on the radio, so you know that viewers are going to, or listeners are going to be calling in and saying, so did Candace's mom send you the cookies?
She's already sent them to me twice, and I have just absolutely loved each and every time. But last time they came, they were a little crumbly.
Broken.
They were a little broken, and we had, but
then,
no, not a worry. We used them in ice cream and all sorts of great things.
Oh, that's good.
I know.
That's really good.
Best chocolate chip cookies in the world, ladies and gentlemen. From Barbara Cameron,
yes,
let me
are.
Tell you.
They are. Well, my mom did that not only at Christmas time. She did that every single week for every tape night. She baked a huge basket.
Really?
So my mom rocks.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Hey, Candace, what's God been teaching you lately?
to feel his presence, to really surrender myself every single morning. It's my biggest thing every single morning and not start my day without giving it over to him so I can feel his presence throughout the day.
Good.
And that's what I'm working on.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, as we've done with many of our other guests today, we just want to leave you by certainly saying Merry Christmas to you and to Val and the kids. But how can our folks pray for the Bure family this Christmas?
Oh, wow. Well, I would like prayer as a parent for both of us that we would just continue to do our best in what we can in training up our kids and teaching them who God is and the importance of that relationship that we hope that they'll have with him in their lives as they get older. And I think that's the biggest prayer request is just as parents that we just keep doing the best job that we can.
Good.
That's it.
Good. Well, we'll leave you. Oh, no, I lied. Okay, we'll ask you one more last question. Of course, you know, the California girl that you are, this is very appropriate for you. Real or fake?
Real or fake what?
The tree. The tree is what I'm talking about.
Oh.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness. Drew Marshall.
No, real the tree. I was, hello, it's Christmas.
You know, I didn't even go there.
Oh,
took me
stop.
A while.
Stop.
Okay, real.
Real.
Always real.
Okay.
Always real.
All right. Amazing.
I think we had to do a fake one in Calgary once and we went to Walmart.
Oh.
And I don't know. It just wasn't the same.
Oh, well.
Always a real one.
Always good to chat with you.
You too.
I appreciate our friendship. It's been fun and I look forward to talking to you again in 2008.
Awesome. Merry Christmas. Tell your whole family hello and hugs and kisses from the Burrays.
I will. I think we're going to give our daughter a boudet for Christmas.
she'll appreciate that.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye, Candace. Oh, that's so good. What a great gal. We'll be right back.
Baby, it's cold.
Want to find out who's on the Drew Marshall Show next week? Sign up for our weekly email updates online at drewmarshall.ca.
This baby is cold outside.
You know that it's cold outside.